brand.
Ding.
Hello, beloved consumers. I am Ashley Birch.
And I'm Woodwork.
And welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands, whether they be snack food, celebrities, or religious institutions. How you doing, honey? I'm not doing that great.
Sometimes she sings when she's feeling bad.
When I'm feeling bad, I sing a little song.
It helps her avoid the deep abyss of black depression.
Post-election, baby.
Welcome to the fucking party.
Woo-wee! The princess is here, Sierra. This beat is automatic. How are you feeling, honey? How you doing? How's your bod?
I'm okay, honey. You know, there's this book called The Body Keeps the Score, which is all about somatic healing and the way the body retains trauma.
Right.
I wish the body would stop keeping the score.
You'd like it if maybe the body took a day off from tallying all the wins and losses.
Yeah, we can let go of the scoreboard here, body. We can. Time for the body to forgive and forget. We're talking about healing. Like, I don't heal because I'm a saint. I try to heal because not healing sucks. If you don't heal, you're going to end up wearing sunglasses on your video podcast.
Well, we just wanted to say and acknowledge that the election just happened. And we're here. We love you. That's all. We're just here and we love you.
And however you feel is fine.
Yeah.
If you're feeling rage, if you're feeling sadness.
Yeah.
If you're feeling weird amounts of energy.
Just hope you're taking care of yourself. And we're gonna try to do this freaking comedy podcast, baby!
Let's rebrand.
The princess is here! Sierra! Why do I keep doing that? I've gone all the way back into 90s pop and R&B. That's my safe space.
Because it's legal to name your child anything.
Sure.
What if we have a son and name him Rebrandon? Using him exclusively for a promotional tool for our comedy podcast Rebrand.
What if we adopted a full-grown man for that purpose? So we're not traumatizing a child, but we are traumatizing an adult man.
Yeah, I want to adopt a day shift manager at Trader Joe's and rename him Rebrand.
That's great, because then we might get some deals on Trader Joe's items.
Right? That's what I'm saying. They'll give us the 30% off.
Yeah, and they got good frozen stuff over there.
Yeah, we get some excellent apple smoked veggie sausages from Rebrandon. Hey, Rebrandon, will you bring us home, I don't know, 15 bags of pirate's booty?
I think we would make a really nice home for Rebrandon, though.
Thanks, Rebrandon. He'd get a place to crash.
That's right.
I'd be firm but loving.
Yeah, we can make him breakfast, draw little faces on his omelets.
I hope he's 4 years younger than me, but I'm always treating him like he's learning an incredible lesson from something I said.
I am at the point, though, where I would love at my current age, which is in my 30s, for someone to treat me like a baby.
Yeah.
I would like to be swaddled.
Yep.
I would like to be held.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have no responsibility, and I would like for someone to spoon feed me all my meals.
It'd be very fun if for one day you could have someone who was 16 feet tall and very kind pick you up and hold you and feed
God.
You, let's say, like mozzarella sticks. Like, I'm trying to think of the adult version of milk.
This does make me think, honey, of a rebrand that we could do.
Sure.
Hugging or cuddling. And by that, I mean, it's not done enough.
Right.
There aren't spaces with which it is like, we're in LA, right?
Right.
There is a place called the Stretch Lab here. I've walked by it a couple of times and I see people laying on benches and they get stretched.
And people are stretching them?
There is a person standing above the person that's laying on a table and they are getting stretched.
Ooh, I need that.
I know, it sounds kind of silly. You're like, oh, the fucking Stretch Lab. And then you kind of think about it. You're like, whoa, I just lay there and someone stretches me. That sounds kind of great.
It sounds like being treated like a baby in the best way. And all this stuff sounds lame until you do it. Like, we did the Rage Room.
Oh, my God.
Where you go in with baseball bats and destroy printers and coffee mugs.
I sobbed for 30 minutes afterward.
At one point, I yelled, get off of me. I didn't know that was coming.
Didn't know that was in there.
Didn't know that was in there, buried deep. But I tell you what, it needed to fucking come out.
Yeah.
And it needed to come out while I destroyed a vase.
I am pitching, I guess, the opposite of that. So basically, when I'm talking about the idea of rebranding hugging, I basically want to expand where hugging is sanctioned.
Sure.
In a safe way, mm-hmm. obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But like, imagine, if you will, you're going to get a massage. Instead of going into a massage room where there's a table and da-da-da, you're in a space that just has lots of soft things, right. Soft blankets, mm-hmm. soft pillows, etc. And there is a nice, safe, warm person there who just hugs you. Hugs you for however long you've booked it. There's like some sort of word that you can say if you don't want to be hugged anymore.
No!
Stop!
There's a cuddle safe word, uh-huh.
You had a joke about Donald Trump that if someone hugged him for a week straight, then we wouldn't be where we are right now.
Yeah, he would need a month worth of hugging. At first, he'd be like, get off me, you're gay, for like a week. And then he would just start sobbing, where were you, mommy?
Probably daddy for him, actually.
I think both.
Oh, yeah, probably both.
I think his dad was there too much. And then he would come out and say, everybody, just kidding. He'd do a big JK, just fooling, I was messing about. And then I think in this world, he and his vice president, whose name I will not say, it's funny to refuse to say his, but to say Trump, they just hug. They do like a State of the Union while they're holding each other and sort of gently weeping for like a half an hour. Because look, women hug all the time, and I haven't seen a woman on a podcast with sunglasses screaming about how everybody's taking advantage of her. I think they're doing a little better. Talking yes. about the body keeps the score, it's scientifically proven that your nervous system is calmed.
That's right.
And if you don't have somebody to hug, get yourself a pet. I don't know if you guys know this, but so many animals are soft and fuzzy.
And you can just get them. You could go to a rescue and say, I would like that cat.
And they will give it to you for like, I don't know, $30 and a please.
And then you get a soft, warm, and you just cuddle them.
Yeah, and they're your friend.
Oh, that's great. Anyway, I'm really not rebranding cuddling as much as I am.
I think you are rebranding cuddling. What we're aiming for is
industry around cuddling.
Yeah, and a perspective shift.
Yes.
It's something that we have access to that is very, I'm going to say, sick as hell. It's like real tight to cuddle.
It fucking rocks.
It slaps.
It's fire. It's hype.
It's drip. You can hire cuddle professionals in Japan, right?
Can you?
Yes, honey. If you're not aware, you're a little bit describing something that exists.
Which we need to import it.
Yeah. And give it that little American twist. You know, we get Guy Fieri to fucking be the face of it or whatever.
Why Guy Fieri?
Because he's the most American human being who's ever lived.
Now, honey, he does a lot of nonprofit work. I don't know if you knew.
There's a heart underneath those frosted tips. It's as big as an F-150 truck.
Capitalism isolates us, right? We've gone away from community and we've become more isolated.
There are so many people.
Yeah.
So many people that could be hugging.
I feel like this is a thing. Let's say that you have a desire maybe to be a therapist or a social worker or something, but maybe you don't have the means mm-hmm. to go and get a whole degree or whatever. Mm-hmm. At our cuddling institutions.
Cuddle you.
Cuddle you. You know, you get a background check, you get cleared by people, and then you get to just help people by hugging them. And I guarantee you 80% of it is people getting hugged and crying.
Yeah. And this one goes out to my shredded bros out here with your thick, beautiful arms. You guys already have a head start in being excellent huggers.
Right. Maybe we could use some of these masculine boys mm-hmm. who've built their bodies up to be so strong. Mm-hmm. You could go into a little soft room and hug someone yeah. until they fall asleep. You got big, strong arms. Might as well use them to hug.
Why not wrap them around somebody who's having a tough day?
You could have animal rooms. Like, you could have rooms where you're like, you're not sure about cuddling a human right now. Maybe mm-hmm. that feels too scary, not safe. Here's freaking trained service animals. And guess what they've been trained to do is they've been trained to freaking cuddle.
I would pay $11,000 to cuddle a koala bear for 20 minutes.
That is such a specific amount of money and such a specific time.
That is the exact amount I will allot.
Mort is really good at anytime I ask him how much money would you pay for X, Y, or Z, he always has an answer immediately. I asked you once how much, because we rescued Cody, our dog, when he was 1 year old. So we don't know what he looked like as a puppy. And I remember asking Mort once, how much money would you pay to see a picture of Cody as a puppy? And he said,
$40,000.
Yay! That's right. It didn't change.
As a branding expert, I'm very good at quantifying.
He's the best dog that's ever been, and he's extremely cuddly. He's an equal opportunity cuddler. So when we have friends over, he will go and spend time with each person. He'll cuddle our friend Yuli for a little bit, and then he'll walk over and cuddle Sarah, and he'll just go around and around, and he'll come to see us too, but yes. He'll make sure that he cuddles every single person in the room.
Evenly allotted amounts of time, much like his dad, he's very good at quantifying experiences. And here's the other thing. Capitalism makes us feel shame.
Mm.
And what hugging does is communicates in an ancient emotional way that you are loved.
And you're okay.
That there is no reason to feel shame.
That's right.
That's why babies need it.
I want to convert one of the many gym franchises in the country, let's say 24-hour fitness, into basically the adult baby zone.
Non-sexual adult
baby. Non-sexual adult baby. Non-sexual, you fucking pervert. What I mean is, there are rooms where you can get swaddled. Non-sexually.
Honey, you're king shaming these adult babies.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I really did, didn't I? I called them fucking perverts.
They're taking their thumbs out of their mouth. And...
I'm sorry, guy. If you're being a consensual adult baby with another consensual adult baby, that's fine. Yeah. I didn't mean to kink shame you. I'm sorry. I have a lot of anger in my soul right now. You don't punch down on the adult babies. You punch up to the establishment.
Yeah, you can't. You can't bully these adult babies.
You can't bully these adult babies. They're just trying to live their lives.
A hard enough time finding those lace bonnets to wear around their
head. Also discovering that their fetish is being an adult baby.
Yeah.
That must be a weird one to discover. But, you know, I bet they're having a great time. But anyway, basically what I mean is, like, it's a center for an adult to be like a baby. So you can get swaddled here. I'm just describing a place for me right now. There's also those, like, little pods that you can, like, they're basically like cloth, but you can hang them from the ceiling and they're like a little pod where you can enclose yourself.
Yeah, it's like a thunder blanket, but it holds you in the air. Kind of.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There'd be a bunch of those.
Yep.
And then there would be cuddle rooms. And, I mean, can you imagine having a room of dogs like Cody? You're basically in a dog pile, but they're just, oh my God.
Yeah. That's
how much would you pay, honey?
Honey, this being rebrand, I'm actually wondering more what we should charge other people.
I think we should do sliding scale.
This is a very altruistic episode of Rebrand.
I needed it, honey. I needed it today.
Everybody needs a little help, so we're doing sliding scale. You can bring any paycheck.
If you were a background part on a sitcom that ended 4 years ago and you were getting 1 cent checks in residuals, you can bring that.
If you were a waiter at Applebee's in 1994 and they
for some reason you still have your paycheck
and you still have your stub and they were taking all the money out for tips, bring that stub. You get a real affordable day of cuddles. There's a hugging saint.
There is?
Yeah, let's look her up. So her name is Mata Amrita Nandamaya. She's received people nearly every day since the late 1970s. Given the size of the crowds coming to seek her blessings, there have been times when she has given darshana for more than 20 continuous hours.
Holy cow. See, this is the kind of shit we need, honey.
So she can be like our guest hugger at the spa.
This also makes me wonder how Wikipedia describes a hug. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, of course.
It's kind of sweet how clinical it is. A hug is a form of endearment found in virtually all human communities, in which two or more people put their arms around the neck, back, under the armpits, or waists of another and hold each other closely.
Yeah.
If more than two people are involved, it may be referred to as a group hug.
Oh, it's like a robot trying.
I know, it's like a robot
trying to figure out how.
Trying to describe. I mean, it's a hard thing to describe. It's accurate.
I think there's this really, really deep human desire. We just want to connect. And this is the physical manifestation of that.
And also, there's so many different kinds of cuddles. You could be like, I really want to get spooned and try to take a nap. I want a big old bear hug.
I think we should offer scholarships for hugging innovation. If you create some sort of meal that can be created by two people who are...
We're hugging the entire time. That's fun.
Entirely in physical contact the entire time.
Oh, honey, kind of like the Hug Olympics or something. Okay, actually, we're rebranding the Olympics. Secret rebranding. So all of the sports, everything needs to be done while hugging another human being.
Yeah.
From another country.
Yeah, hugging basketball is really funny. Hugging dunks.
Hugging swimming? Well, yeah, I guess someone would be on the other person's back, like a little frog.
Or they're like side by side and they have their arm around each other and then their legs intertwined. So then they're like one wide person.
That's pretty darn cute.
People are down for different kinds of Olympics.
That's right.
People who are like, yeah, we get it. We get it. We fucking get it. You're good at throwing the discus. Like, show me that while you're hugging another incredibly strong man. And there's more of a story to it. There's a deeper narrative.
How do they meet each other? What's their relationship? Yes. Did they like each other before?
Right. Illustrative of how one can surmount their differences to throw a javelin super far while they're hugging. You know, a long time ago, I invented an animal.
You did?
My friend Forrest Hines, shout out. He used to invent animals all the time.
Uh-huh.
He invented the sea cow, which is a cow that swims underwater, but is also able to manipulate its body in such a way that it basically becomes an arrow and can move really fast through the water.
Nice.
That's a sea cow. And I invented the hugging monkeys.
Oh.
Which are a species of monkey who are always hugging 24 hours a day. And the only time they're not hugging is when they have to go forage food individually, but then they immediately come back and they hug as quick as they can while they eat.
Oh, that's extremely cute. Yes. Do they hug while they poo-poo and pee-pee too?
Yes, but they're respectful in that they look away.
Oh, that's very nice. Mm-hmm. What kind of things would you like to see at this adult non-sexual baby center? How do you miss being treated like a baby?
I miss going in to lay down with my parents at night while they were sleeping if I got scared.
Oh. Would you be open to an area in the center where there are figures that are like the size that your parents were in relationship to you when you were a child, but now you're an adult, so they would be, I don't know.
Like 12 feet tall.
Like 12 feet tall.
I'm trying to figure out a way in which that wouldn't be harrowing.
That's fair.
I just think it's an entirely untapped resource.
Hugging.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember, it's not quite the same, but there's someone I worked with who is married. And she was saying that whenever she and her husband would get in a fight, before they let it escalate, they would have to lift up their shirts and touch their tummies together. Wait. And it made it very hard to continue to fight after that.
The front belly hug.
The front belly hug.
You know, I always say this, but it's true. You film a video where Kendrick Lamar's hugging, gets real cool, real fast to hug.
Right. We need some hug ambassadors.
Yeah. We need Ice Cube to do a PSA.
Here's a crazy question, honey. Who's the coolest person alive right now? Is it Kendrick?
Yeah. The coolest, like, very, very known person is Kendrick Lamar. If he did a hug-themed album, if he's listening, and I know you're pretty far along on your new album, Kendrick, and I know it's going to be a masterpiece, but maybe write a couple tracks about hugging.
You know, I came in being like, hugging doesn't need a rebrand, but actually it does, I think, because as you said, honey, people aren't doing enough. People are scared to do it.
Yep.
People don't do it for long enough.
No. I see what's happening right now, the whole thing, as a real devaluing of femininity. I think a patriarchy hates femininity. So anything that is feminine is seen as weak, which is a profound loss culturally, because there's so much joy and strength in feminine things.
That's right.
And providing physical space through hugging is like a deeply nurturing and feminine thing. Also, actually, the coolest person alive is Kyle Wilson, who skates for Palace Skateboards.
So, honey, what if he did a thing where he did a really amazing part, he did all the tricks you love, and then at the end, he sort of did a grind right into hugging his best friend?
Yeah, he kickflip nose grinds into hugging.
Into hugging his best friend,
hugs Chewy Cannon.
Yeah.
The amazing thing about skateboarders, they are hugging way more than my generation ever did. These kids, they land gnarly tricks, and they immediately go up and hug each other.
That's nice!
And I can show you endless footage of that happening, and there was some pushback.
Like, really?
Like, the older generation was like, what the fuck is with the hug? You know what I mean? But they're, and I'm not saying like they lay down and hug each other, but they do big, they're like screaming, they're giving shouts. That's the other thing. It could be like empowering and energetic. It doesn't have to be a calming hug.
Right.
But these skateboarders, they're out here fucking hugging. And maybe more than anyone else publicly, actually.
That's so sweet. I really love that.
I'm going to show you one.
Yes, please. I love that.
It's everywhere. I'm telling you, they're hugging. Because they work so hard to land shit that is really, really...
Right, and they want to celebrate, and they want to receive love from their friends after doing something really difficult.
Exactly right. I watched this Thrasher My War with Ronnie Sandoval last night. See all his friends, they're running over for a hug.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's great.
And I'm telling you, these dudes, they're deeply cool. They're covered in tats. He just ollied off a roof into an overpass.
That's crazy.
So it really is a beautiful utilization of both the masculine and feminine energy.
Right.
That's what we're all looking for. I don't think everybody needs to be exclusively feminine. We just need balance.
Right. And we need hugs.
We need fucking hugs.
What's crazy to me is this, I mean, I have benefited from being with you for many years, honey, and we both really like to cuddle. Hashtag stay cuddling.
ABC, always be cuddling.
Always be cuddling. And it strikes me as so banana. I mean, you are very open about your love of cuddles, which I always really liked. You like physical affection, you know?
Yo, it feels great. I'm a very sensitive person, so I mean, I'm an alcoholic. I'm sober, but I'm like very affected by pleasure and pain. Like, I feel things that feel good feel amazing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I like baths because they're the closest I can get to like Klonopin. And hugging is like that. And there are people who don't like hugging.
Right, yes, because they have trauma or they have sensory, whatever, or anything. Doesn't need to have like some dark reason behind it, but yeah, some people don't like it.
Those people. But to me, I'm like, yeah, dude, it feels like an opioid, but it's only good for you.
Yeah.
I will say this too. There is something about the allowing someone to hug you that is very special. It really is a show of acceptance and feeling safe.
Yeah.
So that's part of it too. That's honestly the reason why everybody's not just like hugging random people is because we're too scared.
Right.
For good reason.
Right. Not everyone is safe.
For good reason in some ways.
But at the Cuddle Academy, which is what I'm calling it now.
Cuddle you.
cuddle you. We will ensure that any of our professional cuddlers are safe people to cuddle. They're showered, they're shorn, they're freshly laundered.
Smell great.
Smell great.
Impeccable.
Smell impeccable. Yeah, and I think Cuddle You is a sponsor of the Cuddle Olympics, of course.
You saying it just made me realize that it's one word, Cuddle Olympics.
Which sounds a lot like Cuddlingus. Which, good for it.
Whole other kind of Olympics.
So you walk into Cuddle You, you immediately get a really comfy outfit.
We got options. Do you like a robe? Do you like sweats?
I personally like cotton sweat and a soft cotton sweater.
Now we're talking. Bring your own, or we got a whole host of sizes and shapes and
that's right.
materials. You like a terry? You like a, what are the rugs called? The 70s rugs?
Oh, shag?
Yeah, you want like a shag style, a full on shag robe.
Whoa, matchy matchy shag robe. That's fun. So you go in, get outfitted with whatever is nice for you, soft for you, cuddly, comforting for you, right? And then we'll have like a kitchen with a lot of nostalgic treats, also some healthy stuff. But if you're like, I want to remember what it was like to be a kid and a baby, we'll have Hot Pockets. We'll have Dunkaroos.
Sure.
All that 90s shit.
Pizza rolls. We'll have some warm hot tea if you need it.
Everything is soft, I think. You can lay down any place in this place and it would be soft.
It's also well-kempt. So it's, it looks very clean, but not clinical.
I'm imagining like how you might imagine being in a kids TV show would feel, but for adults.
Sure, kind of a Blue's Clues
vibe. Kind of a Blue's Clues vibe. There would be sensory deprivation rooms where if you wanted to just close your eyes and not hear anything, you could. We got cuddle rooms. We got humans. We got couples. We got animals.
Hugs and pugs. Hugs and nugs if you want to get high.
And those little like pods that hang from the ceiling that you can swaddle yourself in. You could also get professionally swaddled by a team of swaddlers.
Yeah, a former Olympian strongman.
From the Cuddlympics.
Yeah, those guys that are always bright red with blonde eyebrows. And they look fat, but it's not just their stomach, it's their whole body.
But they're so strong that they can single-handedly swaddle an adult person. Also, imagining a bunch of adults with just their heads peeking out when they've been swaddled. Yeah. So funny. So funny.
Yeah.
There'd probably be a ball pit there. Why not? A couple of slides.
Slides that send you down into a pile of freshly laundered towels.
Oh my God.
And then you just fall asleep.
Everything you were describing is my dream. This is all I want in my life.
Let's say you paid for like 7 hours in the towel room and then 7 hours are up. It's, well, I'm putting this word in quotes. The alarm is the most gentle voice.
What would you like it to say?
Thank you so much for cuddling. It's time for you to move on to your next cuddle venture. But it's like Helen Hunt or something.
God, that sounds great. You know, imagining that made me feel nice. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel all right. Yeah, I feel good. We're taking things one day at a time over here.
One day at a time. You know, they say rest and joy are a form of resistance.
That's right. And when things get challenging, there's more and more of an opportunity to be of service.
Mm.
And I tend to learn more when things are hard than when things are easy.
Mm.
They say growth doesn't come from your comfort zone. And I fucking love being comfortable.
I mean, our whole podcast right now is just describing being comfortable. Maybe this is like if you know, you're going to have to deal with some bullshit and then you can come here to the cuddle zone, to the cuddle factory, the cuddle you, have some rest, rejuvenate yourself, and then go back into the weary world.
Yeah. And I think all things will pass. And I believe that foundationally, love is the basis for our world and love is the answer. That's what your boy believes.
That's what your boy Mort Burke believes.
Call it whack if you want. But
I ain't gonna call it whack, honey.
Thanks, honey.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, y'all. Where can they find us?
You can email us any suggestions at rebrandthepodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on our lovely Discord at rebrandthepod and all of our socials, which are, I'm gonna say humbly, popping the fuck off.
Whoa!
At rebrandthepod.
We love you. We think you're cool. We hope you stay safe and take care of yourself.
We really appreciate you listening. Thank you so much.
Wah.
Rebrand.